An increase in time spent with social media will usually correlate with an increase in mental health problems.
That is Professor Dr. Hendrik Sent, associated researcher in the field of innovation and entrepreneurship at The Hague.
So, yeah, may turn the computer off, right?
Hendrik Sent is also professor at the Anhalt University of Applied Sciences and organizer of the master program Online Communication. He is interested in how digital innovation influences the way we work, whether we use our phones more often on the job, whether we work from home, and whether we actually turn off. Common terms in his field of research are work 4.0 and digital nomadism. Here is our conversation.
Okay, yeah, hi. I'm Hendrik.
Hello.
I work at HIIG since it was founded, actually. And in the beginning, I was more concerned with the work inside our innovations group, digital innovation group. And in the last few years, I have become increasingly involved in third-party funded research projects. And right now, I have two third-party funded research projects going and a third one starting, and that's definitely too much. In my position as a university professor at the University of Applied Sciences, I have a lot of teaching going on. I have projects going on at the university, cooperations with other universities and so forth. So that already includes teaching, management, preparation and correction of classes and so forth. So, and with research projects also, obviously, I'm not a doctoral researcher anymore who can spend close to 40 hours per week on the project itself. And so I'm more involved with thinking about what would be the next interesting project we could do. How can we handle some of the things that have come out of our last project and so forth?
Of course, I don't know exactly how you manage all of that, because you said you do 40 hours doing your professorship, and then you're doing at The Hague all these projects, these research projects. But luckily for us, we've got this entire new working style, Arbeit 4.0, or working 4.0, which means that you can do this work from wherever you want.
That is true for 80% of the work I do. So, for instance, right now, both my kids are sick. It's autumn in Germany, and sickness has struck us. So yesterday, my wife was on a business trip to Hamburg, and I was at home with the kids. And yeah, I could work. That was good. And one of the weekend meetings I would have had at HIIG, I just moved to a online meeting. And one of the meetings with my university students also, I could do from the home. And I can correct my the student papers and so forth in the home, and I can prepare my courses and do my readings and so forth, to the degree that you can do it with two sick kids in the home. So obviously you should get up early and maybe do a little bit of work then do something with the kids and then find a rhythm of caring for the kids and working. Yeah.
Now, your research is for a part about new ways of working. What makes this, for example, what makes working 4.0 different from just working with a computer, say, in an office?
I can't. Okay, nice. I can't answer that question because the term is just way too broad. I think what we can think about and talk about is what it means when work becomes increasingly digital, or what is digital actually? Because I guess when we look at nearly all industries today in Germany, you will find that they are all making use of digital tools. And one of the indicators of work being digital is the use of digital tools. So if you have somebody sweeping the street, you might argue this person does not do very digital work. But as soon as this person gets maybe calls or his job schedule managed by a digital tool, There is an aspect of digital management and a digital touch phase in his daily touch point in his daily work. And for many, if not most people in Germany, we find that these touch points and these digital devices and channels that we work with are increasing. For manual labor, not so much. For service labor, more. And for knowledge work and people whose job it is to come up with creative solutions to more or less creative problems to the highest degree. Digital innovation is actually, in my research work, the point that most of my work revolves around, where while in my university work with the students and the master's program I run, we lean more towards digital communication. And those two are also very closely linked to each other, because right now companies are facing new communication tools like podcasting every day. And you can think about how to make sense of these new ideas and how people react to it. And digital innovation and platforms are also the building blocks of the project I am just finishing with Shirley Ogola on enterprise social media in firms and how they relate to works councils. Because again, we have a very interesting idea, social media, people being able to communicate at if they want to any time of the day, if they want to all people from the company using maybe Slack or whatever current implementation you want to use. And it comes with a great promise, you know, the promise of freedom, of democratizing communication, and of being able to access, flexibly access information within your company, which again is very important to solving the critical and even ever more complex problems in our work life.
Mm-hmm. One of the issues that we briefly discussed last time we spoke was the idea of digital nomadism, the idea that you can take a laptop and basically take it away with you and work from wherever you want. Basically already what you described, when you have kids who are not feeling well, you can take that laptop, everything is there, and at least 80% of your chores, your things you have to do, you can accomplish from there. Could you describe a little bit what this phenomenon of nomadism actually is?
Yeah, so I guess most nomads would not want to find themselves in the situation I am when I have two kids in my home, because the idea of home is the exact opposite of the idea of nomadism. Nomadism, as we know from our geography classes in school, is the lifestyle of peoples who move about constantly and who have not a fixed location for their home and who have found a lifestyle that is suited towards being able to move from place to place. For digital nomads, or digital nomads have taken this concept and digital tools to be able to work for companies and organizations from all kinds of places, and be able to then become nomads at the same time and support a lifestyle of moving around in the world. So the core concept of digital nomads means people who will not stay very long in one place of the world, but rather travel the world and explore and try and work and at the same time explore places. But other than concepts like work and travel, where you go from place to place and switch your workplace all the time, usually at the cost of good hourly rates, because you have to do whatever work is available, digital nomads can charge their high rates for the kind of work they are good at, because they use digital tools and communication to communicate with their companies from whatever place they are at, actually.
Not everybody can be a digital nomad. There is only a specific group of people who can actually take their work with them.
Not everybody can be a digital nomad. And I would also think that most people don't want to. So the larger group even doesn't want to be a digital nomad. So the The numbers we're talking about are really small. I don't have a market overview, but it's not something that takes up a lot of the German or European labor force. However, it illustrates the possibility of being able to flexibly move around and work. And when we look at the working styles and also what companies are increasingly expecting from their employees, we find that aspects of this work, as for instance, working closely together with people whom you don't see on a daily basis, become relevant for a lot of people in the German workforce.
I'd say you say like, oh, a lot of people don't want to actually, but why not? I mean, it's great. You get to be free. You say the democratization of your communication. You can work from wherever. Why would people not want to do that? Sounds amazing.
Well, obviously, you seem at least to have moved from the Netherlands to Berlin for a while. So you seem to be part of an example. I, for myself, right now in this phase of my life, I'm very happy to have a home that I return to usually at night. You know, and I'm happy to have an extended family around me, and I'm happy to have long-term friendships around me that support me in all kinds of ways. And that is actually, interestingly, one of the associated to a bunch of problems that we found these people talk about. Because, yes, it's super interesting to see the world, travel the world, meet new people, see new places, go where the sun is shining. But you have to pay a price. And the price is oftentimes isolation, being away from the people who mean a lot to you, and not being able to establish so meaningful relationships so quickly. So the people we talk to, usually when I do interviews with people from companies in Germany, you have to be super quick because they don't have time. You know, 20 minutes is a lot of time, 30 minutes is stretching it, 45 and above is just not possible. It's something you don't do to somebody if there's no good reason for this. The people we talked to was the other way around. They were super happy talking to people from Germany because we specifically targeted German digital nomads because we wanted to do the project about people from Germany who are in different places and are working there. And they took their time and they were super happy to explain to us their working styles, their different methods, the places they went to work, their problems and so forth. Because, I guess the whole style of working obviously is something that means a lot to them. And we could meaningfully connect to them and they knew that we wholeheartedly cared about what they were saying. And among the people who you meet in a touristy place or a digital nomad place, you don't necessarily have a very good overlap in interest.
Now, one of the things that you do is, of course, look for innovation in how people do work, in digital innovations in how people work, whether it's in communication or the actual work that people do. In the end, working should become like easier or maybe more fun, or like it should make us happier human beings or something like that. Do these innovations, like for example, being able to work from home, do they actually have that effect? Because one of the things I'm immediately thinking, oh yeah, you don't have to go all the way to your work anymore, but now you're sitting in your own home, which is supposed to be a place of like, oh nice, I don't have to think about work anymore, and you do that work. Second of all, you might not entirely keep track of how many hours you're working, and you're stretching your entire working day over the entire day from morning till evening. And the last thing I was thinking, and it feels like with your device in your home, like your computer and your phone, you sort of get the feeling of you have to be constantly on at some way or form. They all don't sound like great developments for happier working people.
Let's see, that's a good question you're asking, and I Until now, I didn't have that as the main goal of my research projects, the happiness of the people involved. But maybe I should change that because it's a very valid point you're making.
What is it about? If it's not about sort of happiness, what are all these digital innovations for? To make us more productive or efficient? Yes.
In the business sphere, usually people are looking for productivity and then don't necessarily worry about happiness. But of course, solution providers will usually tell you that you're going to be happier using their product, right? Mm-hmm. And usually, obviously, we don't want people to become unhappy, which totally is something we need to talk about. So, and in my work, I'm not so much looking for, you know, the next digital innovation, but rather I'm interested in how people deal with innovations, you know, what arguments they use to get people to use new innovations, how they react to them, how quickly they will use them, under which circumstances, and what consequences come out of this. And one of the things we constantly, in every project we will find, is that there are intended consequences. You know, you have a project plan, especially for IT projects, and a certain timeline. And the timeline dies first. But then also you find that IT or communication projects always have unintended consequences, because communication is something very human and very complex, and trying to have technology solve human social problems will always bring about new problems and new consequences that come out of this, and that'll need more discussion. So you were asking, are people becoming more happy? it's not my core issue of research, but actually I have a student right now writing her master thesis about, and I find the topic super interesting, happiness or mental health, actually, and workers in positions where they have to deal a lot with social media, because we have now a quite broad foundation of research on social media and mental health, and different tendencies are all working together that it's not the best idea for your mental health to spend too much time in social media because of different effects, such as the mechanism that you obviously see the happiest, most interesting people in your timeline, or the happiest moment in 1 year of the people in your timeline all day, whereas your day is just one of the days in your year. So you will necessarily end up thinking your life must be very boring compared to what all the other people are doing. And that's just one of the many different mechanisms that lead to the fact that you can show consistently across different research projects that an increase in time spent with social media will usually correlate with an increase in mental health problems. So you were asking also about working conditions. And one of the things that is really becoming more relevant for workers in Germany, Europe, and the world is working on platforms, crowd work, delivering food, writing text, thinking about concepts, designing stuff, and so forth. And also some very high-paying firms are liquidizing their workforce and are moving their workforce to their homes and saying, okay, we'll onboard you whenever we need you for a project, and you can be free and happy when we don't need you, and you don't need to sit around in the firm. And one of the costs that is associated to that is that these people, A, are exposed to all the things you are exposed to at home, such as your kid and the loudness and all of that, and also are not exposed to their coworkers and to the social glue or social grease of being able to just let off steam with a coworker, ask a coworker for advice, and or just share a moment of thought about something that might be work related and not, or might not be so work related. And early research points toward that being a problem, because for our mental health again and meaningful situations in our life, these exchanges with coworkers, if we have, as we do here at HRG, if we have nice people we can work with, are contributing to happiness and mental health greatly. So in a world of crowd work and working on platforms, that is something that we really haven't solved yet.
That was Professor Dr. Hendrik Sent. If you want to know more about his research, click on the links in the show notes. And as always, for more information on the Alexander von Humboldt Institute for Internet and Society, their research and future events, go to hiig.de. Ladies and gentlemen, if you learned something today, if you're 20 minutes wiser about the internet, then don't forget to leave us a comment or rating on iTunes. This was Exploring Digital Spheres. Catch you on the flip side.